Greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, and it's a balmy 5 degrees today here in Trout Lake, and I'm down in the basement, which is a little warmer due to a heater, and we've got a great show tonight. We're going to play some clips tonight that were made possible with Heidi and Lisa, and we did some tours over there and some boat rides and a few other things, and had the most amazing experiences, and we'll share those clips with you at the end, towards the end of the show. But without any further ado, I want to bring Heidi and Lisa on. Are you with us?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here. Thanks for having us. Hi, James.
Yeah, welcome to the show. We get Lisa's smiling face on here this time.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it was so amazing, the trip and just everything, the captains, the boats, the you know, I'll let you refer to them if you want, but, you know, it was just amazing. Mind blowing. And, you know, the swimming with the whales and the dolphins and the sharks and my new girlfriend, Rhea, you know, the big manta ray that just kept buzzing me over and over and over again.
That was amazing.
I'm still trying to figure that one out. You know, that was such an interesting experience. I'm going, okay. You know, I don't know. I think I've got it figured out, but I'll just keep it to myself. But anyway, so let's just get started from the beginning. Basically, how did you both get into doing this? They're like spiritual, what would you say, oceanic spiritual experiences, classes, workshops, you know, that incorporate the cetaceans and all the other things involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a combination of like a seminar, retreat, spiritual meditation, week-long gatherings that we've been having in Hawaii for the most part, but all around the world as well. I started about 23 years ago in Hawaii working with our friend Joan Ocean, who you know, who's been with you before, and traveling with her and doing photography and guiding people out into the ocean to have these experiences in the wild with dolphins, whales, and sharks in that way. So I started working with her, and then recently Heidi and I have been doing our own retreats as well out in Hawaii, and we're excited to have you guys for the last couple of years come out and join us and to see what it's like out there.
Oh yeah, it was great. And Heidi, so how did you get involved in all of this?
Well, you know, I actually came to one of Joan Ocean's workshops back in 2014, and it was a life-changing thing. The whales and dolphins were calling me, and pretty much the Big Island of Hawaii kind of wrapped their arms around me. And yeah, I was working as a firefighter at the time in California, and pretty much everything changed. I moved out there in 2017 and completely changed my path of where I was headed. And yeah, just started feeling that call, started writing books and diving more into the spiritual world. And, you know, then with Lisa, just really felt guided that it was time to start leading retreats and having these seminars. Cause I mean, they really are life changing as you well know. I mean, it's interesting. Like you guys were there for 2 weeks and it was like a whole huge storm happened in the very beginning, you know, it was pretty massive for all of us. And then just to experience the energies of, you know, the pilot whales and the sharks and the humpback whales and just all the amazing beings. Like you said, the manta rays were just incredible to be met by all of them, especially out in the deeper waters. And, it, you know, because they really are extraterrestrials out there too. So that was really powerful.
Yeah, it looks like when you're out in deep water and you're looking down, it looks like you're like in space. It looks like you're traveling through space with all the light rays going down and everything. And then when you engage the civilization there, the pilot whales and all the other guys, it gives a whole different context to that. But I'm still having dreams about the pilot whales. They're still popping in and laughing and like nodding at me and things like that. I'm still popping in and out. But that was amazing. I think the Well, God, I can't even say what was the highlight. It was just like one after another of highlights. But you know, the captain and his crew were great, you know, on both boats. The second boat, I really loved that group there. Okay. And they did a great job and very conscious, you know, very awake people, which you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They provide that safe container to go out, you know, into deep blue water. And that company is called Hawaiian Adventures Kona. They did such a great job with all of us, the crew and the water with us. You know, you never know what you're going to encounter when you go out there, you know, to have people that you work with that you can trust in the water and that they're experienced out there, you know. And for us, there's something so powerful that happens when you're out there and these creatures that are in the wild in their home choose to come over and to interact with us. You know, that first swim we had with them, with our group, they stayed with us for over 2 hours, just hanging out with us in the water and wanting to connect with everybody. So it's a powerful experience for everyone that's there.
I know Kathy and Meyer and the rest of the group. I mean, everybody there was just very tapped in and having a great time. And all the laughter and the jokes and everything else going on, you could tell that's what drew them in and why they stuck around and hung out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the absence of fear and just having fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like what you experienced there on your land. That's the energy that draws it out. And there were other boats out in different areas, but our group had a very different experience from some of the other boats with the animals that were out there, like the sharks and other things. Yeah. Like we had such a kind of a much calmer experience than some other groups and really transformative time.
I'll have to give you credit, like both Myra and Kathy and you, both of you, when the sharks came in, like all of a sudden, you're like, I know you grabbed by the arm and said, turn around, there's a big old shark coming in. And then all of a sudden, everybody just like circled around me. I'm going, wait a minute, you know, and I'm trying to get around the other side. And it was kind of like everybody's trying to protect me, and I felt like I was supposed to protect everybody else. And it was kind of it was funny watching, but there really wasn't any need for that. It was all about, I like what you said. You just get into your heart and make yourself really big.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And pay attention and don't splash around and freak out and you know, you won't be lunch, you know.
It's right. Yeah, they're incredible. You know, they're electromagnetic beings, so they respond to that. So when you can just stay calm and be in that and match their energy and really be in that sweet, calm space, you know, I know watching Myra do that was really powerful for me to watch her just be totally in her heart and drop in, and that shark came right up to her and wanted to look at her, and it was beautiful, you know. And
Kathy played tag. Mm-hmm. I like Kathy's tag, you know. Kathy swam right up, tagged one. That was interesting. Like, tag, you're it.
Yeah.
I think the shark out more than anything, you know.
I feel like they have a lot to teach us right now and remembering. I mean, I feel like, you know, the powers that be don't want us in the water. They don't want us in the oceans. And here it is. I mean, look at the movie Jaws and how that affected the collective consciousness of all of that fear. And really, it's like here, you know, in Hawaii, it's the ancient Hawaiians that used to fish with the sharks and they were their pets. And if you really get to know the sharks, they really are. I feel like they're like our dogs. Like they come up and they're like, hey, what are you doing? I just love you. And it's like us trying to reconnect to that. And when we were out there with the groups, it was really fascinating because with those pilot whales, everybody was just in this really heart space and in this love space. And then it was like sharks and you could feel that energy shift like that. But it was such a so beautiful the way the group responded because they were able to shift out of that. And I think, gosh, this is such a lesson for us in the real world of just being, you know, when somebody upsets you or you feel that fear, how do you get back and center yourself? I felt like that's what they were teaching us all, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know how I'd react. You know, I know I've had some past life things with sharks that didn't work out too well. Is that going to come up? Or what is this? What's going on here? And when I saw the shark, I felt totally calm. And then I remember you saying, just drop in your heart. And so I just became like a lion being like, like this, and just really got big. And then I know Lisa was going towards it too. Like probably got some really good footage of that. And I know it just like ran off. It kind of went like yelping off, like, no, it wasn't like that. But it did, it took off, you know, it left. It got the message. But also, too, I noticed, and I don't know if you got a chance to go back and look at it, but the mm-hmm. pilot whales, when the sharks came in, were going nuts. I mean, the sounds that they were making were going crazy. Mm-hmm. And I meditated on it, and I got with Kathy, and we were trying to figure out what exactly was going on there. And they were saying that they were actually using their sonar as protection and almost telling the sharks, like, back off, like in a way. It was really interesting because mm-hmm. I was going, were they warning us, or was that a form of interacting with the shark saying, you know, don't go there, you know, don't do anything stupid. I don't know. But it felt like it was almost a combination or something. But it was amazing. Whenever the sharks came in and got closer, their sonar started going crazy. Mm. You could really hear them going off. And then the shark would back off and turn away.
I love their sounds. They have some really, really incredible sounds. You know, it's the sound is part of their communication when they're hunting and feeding and echolocation. And also with us, you know, the sounds are powerful. Those sharks, we've been swimming with them for many, many years and haven't really had a problem with them. They can get kind of feisty out there. But if you can, you know what to look out for, they're usually pretty safe. Yeah. So I haven't really felt like the whales have needed to protect us, but that could be going on. Absolutely. You know, there's so much we don't know.
Well, there's definitely a communication going on. And I noticed when the sharks got close, is when it really stepped up. And so that's just my observation of it. What that means, I don't know. I'll let you guys are the experts there. But it was obvious. I mean, you would really hear that I don't want to call it squeak, whatever. What would you call that? This noise they make, chirping or squeak. It's kind of, but it was just really high pitch.
It's like a whistling almost. It's a high pitch.
Yeah, in the recording, you can hear it really stepped up loud. You know, you know, they're probably just saying, pay attention. You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, maybe. There's some videos out there, though. I don't know if you've seen them, James, where there's guys that are scuba diving with sharks, and the sharks come right up to them, and they're petting them like they're their dogs. And the sharks recognize the different scuba divers, and there's ones that have, like, had relationships with them for over 20 years. And as soon as they see that scuba diver, they come right up, and they're petting them just like their dogs, and they want, like, to be pet. It's so interesting. Yeah. You know, I always feel like they're teaching us something, you know. It's because it's interesting right now. They're not allowing us to swim with certain dolphins in Hawaii. Yeah. They shut that down. But it's at the same time, it's like, well, what is that opening up? Who wants to have contact with us? And it really felt like, you know, the pilot whales want to talk to us more, and the humpbacks and the manta rays and the sharks. There's so many beings out there. I mean, being with you guys with the manta rays, that was incredible, the way that they were just turning on their belt on their backs and flipping over around and around and around, you know?
Yeah, that blew my mind. I was just laughing and laughing. And then after about the 10th time, it was like, what's going on? You know, what are you guys doing here? But it was pretty, pretty interesting. I know the sharks definitely get a bad rap. And I always feel you get what you bring. And you know, it's like if you go out in the wilderness and you've got a bad attitude and you go armed and things like that, and you're going after Bigfoot, you're probably going to have either no experience or you might have a bad experience. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you go there in your heart, you know, and you communicate and you express your intent and bring an offering, totally different story, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's probably the same in the ocean, you know. It's what you bring to the party, you know. Mm-hmm. Creates your experience.
Absolutely. And we don't, you know, it was unusual. We don't usually have that much interaction with the sharks on the trips that we do. We may see one or two and they kind of continue on with the whales. Mm-hmm. And during that week, you know, our group was to be with the sharks. It was really fun to be able to create that space so that we could all just kind of be there together without the fear, and really be in that curiosity to be able to watch them and learn from them. you know, and then to have the manta rays too, because the manta rays are in the shark family. So there was something going on with our group energetically that was, was bringing that to us.
It was really good to be prepped ahead of time, you know, let you know that, hey, they are going to come up to you and they could bump you, you know, don't worry about it, you know, and, you know, it's like, it was so interesting because I just kept waiting for that one to hit me and it came so close. I mean, it was like less than an inch away a couple of times and I've just gone, okay, is this going to hit me? Is it going to hit me? And it just really gracefully turn, you know, and go right up and over again, you know? So,
yeah.
So I was saying we could have brushed its teeth if it had teeth.
That's true. You know,
his face was like right there, you know. I could look right down in its mouth and check it out. But it was amazing. And you know, it just the whole experience, the group, you know, the captains, you guys, and the fact that we had a real spiritual gathering before that, you know, and brought in the higher dimensional beings and everybody got to experience that. It was like, there's so many aspects to your workshop. It really, you know, it's definitely, I know it's life changing for everybody there.
You know? Yeah. Well, it's interesting too. Like you bring up the point of, you know, the reflection that animals give us, you know, and we were just talking to a friend of ours today, about her equine therapy and how she takes people out there. And we were asking like, what happens with that? And she said, well, basically, you know, the horses are just doing what they do. And then people are assigning different relationships of what they're doing. So if the horse turns and runs away, they might take it personally and say, the horse doesn't like me, but the horse is doing its own thing. Or the horse may come over and lay down next to you. And, you know, everybody's like putting their own ideas and reflections on them. And it's interesting because the dolphins do that for us. Oh, the dolphins didn't like me, or they really liked me. And, you know, just that whole personification that we do, or even with the sharks, oh, the sharks are so aggressive, or, you know, oh, they're not, you know, and it's like, we really are putting out there that, and then we get it reflected right back to us.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating, you know?
Yeah. Take the me out of the equation and you'll have a lot more fun.
True. Right.
You know, exactly. I know with horses, a lot of times if what you do is you go, you feed them, take an apple or carrot to them and then let them sniff your hand. And that registers it in their mind. They register your smell with the apple. And so whenever you go there and they sniff you, they have a good feeling, you know, it triggers the memory of the apple or the carrot. And, but I mean, it goes far beyond that too. They can sense your energies. And I love getting on a horse. I feel so grounded when I'm on a horse. I can feel all four legs, you know, and I'm connected to it on the ground. I don't have horses now, but my sister does. Mm-hmm. But I used to have horses.
Nice. Yeah.
Amazing beings. Oh, I just freak shows when they talk to you and you're not expecting it. I have to be. I went, whoa, wait a second. I'm losing it here. I had a conversation. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. But
wow.
Oh, I love it.
If you treat them as dumb animals, that's what you get.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Treat them as a friend, that's what you get. You know?
Yeah. And I feel more now too. It's like nature's talking to us more. They're wanting us to connect and be, you know, that's our teacher. That's where the healing is. That's where the information, the knowledge, the wisdom is coming from. So the more that we can gather in these groups, wherever it is, wherever people are drawn, you know, to East Seti, to Hawaii, to the ocean, to the forest, like it's time for us to go back to that and to really listen and to learn and be the student, you know, and take in that wisdom and be in that space. So it's a powerful time to gather.
Yeah, it's so important. I think right now people are looking for that more than anything right now. They're looking to explore their multidimensional selves and connect with nature and especially in the ocean and things like that. You know, it's an awesome time. I know we've got about 5 minutes left, so I want to make sure and get this out. What is the best way for them to find out about your adventures or your workshops and seminars?
You could go to my website, which is HeidiTejada.com. There it is up on the screen. And if you go to seminars, you'll find the latest seminars there. I think the last one is still up, so we haven't reposted anything new. We're thinking probably in the summer we'll be doing another one. You can check back there, or you can go ahead.
I'll have the same on my website, lisadenning.com. We'll be updating it soon. We're deciding on dates for the summer and see what dates fit. And our people can contact us to come out and just do some swims or other sessions or things like that too. So
awesome. You know, also too, you've been doing this for a long time, Lisa. And I know I've seen some of she's got the most amazing footage of dolphins and whales and sharks and turtles and everything else under the sun. Just amazing. You know, I know you're working on some projects. You probably can't talk. Can you talk about that yet? You've got.
Not yet. Working on a film. Mm-hmm.
We'll put it out. Yeah. As soon as it's up, we'll put it out. And we'll also have all this information on our website too.
Okay.
If you want to get a hold of them, you know, for a dolphin swim or whale or whatever else shows up, you know, you never know. Maybe a mermaid, you know.
Yeah, they all exist.
It's really interesting. I think just the whole world's going to be blown away here pretty soon at what really exists out there. And a big reunion, you know, might be a little ways off. Some people will see it before others, but we're going to start seeing some things that we thought were mythological, you know, and they're going to want to be real.
And there's also all the ships in and out of the ocean too. I mean, we've seen plasma ships. I mean, you've talked about your stories of going under the boats. I mean, that's the whole other side that's going on in the ocean too that not a lot of people talk about.
Yeah, we have some things coming up. We have some information that we can't talk about right now, but we know where things are and where bases are and other things are. And I'm sure in the future here, we'll be able to talk more about things, but anyway, we're coming to the end of the hour because we want to play that footage and let everybody see the footage. And so we'll be signing off again. I can't thank you enough for that amazing experience. Mm-hmm. And also Jean-Luc has, check out what's his website again. He has the most amazing footage as well. Like other dimensions.
Artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know his website? Is it Joan Oceans?
His website is eyewithin.com. So eyewithin.com.
Yeah. And check out his art. Amazing stuff. You know, maybe we can collaborate on something in the future. Who knows?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Talk about out of this world.
He can express that multidimensional world that's what he sees. That's what he lives in. And he can express it through art and really help us to put out there what we visualize in our heads. He can paint it.
Yeah. His videos are just incredible. I highly recommend getting any of his photos or videos and keep them as a reminder of our own multidimensional selves. Put them up on your walls.
Yeah.
Like that. So, well, we've got to sign off if we're going to see the video. So again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I know we'll be seeing each other soon. And have a great day, and we'll see you back in Hawaii.
All right.
Sounds good. James. Thanks, James. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
All right. We're going to go to the clips, the videos, folks. So I'll be signing off. Have a great evening, and keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Looks like we're back.
Surprise.
We just got like 4 minutes left. It looks like it ended. Yeah, we have a lot more clips, but we have to put them together, and we'll have them up on the site and edited. And talk about, you could probably hear this, the whale just going off. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And now are those little pink things? They look like orbs to me, or was that kind of shrimp or something? They look like orbs.
Yeah, it's like a type of plankton in the water. It's a combination. There definitely was a lot of orbs. I know we have some video of Kathy with her orbs playing in the water, but a combination. But there's lots of different plankton, especially at night.
Yeah, because I noticed that when the sharks were close and the one pilot well was really sounding off, there was a lot more orbs as well. You know, a combination of things going on for who knows.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. There's so much going on down there. It's a whole new project in itself, or learning experience, in the water. I know I've seen some beautiful orb video that you got, Lisa, with the dolphins and the orbs following the dolphins and the light coming off the deck. That was so incredible. You showed them here at the conference last year, but Yeah, that just blew people's mind. I actually went and got 3 or 4 of your videos just to, to make sure I had one and that I share them with friends and things like that. But it's just amazing. You know, I love the spinners too. They're so playful. Mm-hmm. It's too bad they're making a law now. You can't swim with the spinners. But I wonder if they notified them. Did they go out there with a little writing boards and say, do not swim with humans? And
show I know, right? I know. Now when they see us, they're so confused. They're wondering why we're not getting in the water. You know, we've had a friendship with them for over 30 years out there, and it's
yeah,
huge change. So hopefully it's temporary.
I know when the Ironman swimmers are out there and they're practicing for the Ironman, and they have this little area all with buoys and set up for them. And every time at breakfast, I'd watch them, and early in the morning, they're out there swimming. And here's the spinners come in, and it's like, how are you going to stop that? Yeah. You know, it's like they're not going out to swim with the spinners. The spinners are coming because they're there. And I've seen that over and over again. So it's not like nobody's infringing on their space. They're coming to hang out, you know?
Yeah, I really, you can't go try with dolphins. They slow down enough to be able to swim with us. They choose to swim with us. You know, it's a very conscious, beautiful relationship that's been formed. And I think certain people don't like that. We're learning too much. You know, we're waking up and we're seeing a lot of things in the water that they don't want us to see. So
I think it's so funny that it's just insanity that if a dolphin didn't want to be with you, it's gone. It's like gone, you know. And so, I mean, as if they could control that. But anyway, again, we have hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. And I guess we'll sign off twice. I didn't know we were going to come back on again. I'm looking forward to some other ocean adventures with you both. Who knows? You might see me sooner than you think.
All right. That would be great. You know, one thing I just wanted to say is give a shout out to Joan Ocean, because, you know, she's the one that actually started a lot of this.
Yeah.
80s. Yeah. And, you know, she's in her 80s now. And she was the one that first got people swimming with wild dolphins and, you know, got us really into the ocean. And she couldn't even swim. I think she was in her like 45 and had an amazing experience with a gray whale. And, you know, if it wasn't for her, I don't think a lot of us would be, you know, swimming with a lot of these amazing beings. So, just wanted to give a shout out to her that she's also John Luke's wife. So, you know, the two of them combination together are quite a powerhouse too. So,
oh yeah. I mean, I think between the real footage and his artwork and everything and combine the two, it's just like, it would just send people off into the cosmos. It just blow their minds, but
absolutely.
True.
May be coming up. You never know. So, we'll have to do a movie on that. Just have my footage of the ships and then the dolphins and the air and just tie them all together.
Yes. Oh, that would be amazing.
That'd be amazing. But
I had a friend of mine contact me today, and she was saying that one of the bays that the dolphins and whales come and swim a lot at, that they saw a huge spaceship right overhead there last night. They just said it stayed there for at least 30 seconds and then took off. So,
yeah, that totally ties into John Luke's videos as well. You know, it's amazing. Sure. But yeah, it's all connected. You know, one day we'll figure that out. And those of you are going to have some amazing experiences.
Yes.
But, we're at the end of the hour. I've got to sign off, unfortunately. So I'm sure we'll see you again. And again, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening. And again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And say some prayers for your friends and family, and especially anybody that's undergoing those fires. You know, it's like paradise 2.0 again, you know. So anyway, do some research on that. Have a great evening. Good night. We'll be right back.